You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
It is 10 a.m. on November 2nd, 2025. I tried to play the open mic intro, but it just shut off. Welcome to episode 43 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM. The campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Oh boy. My bottom computer shut down once again. Just a minute, please. Just a minute. Okay, now it's back. There will be another set of independent music commentary on SFU Athletics. Feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. There will be some delays, given that the bottom left computer is the only one that's working right now. First up is Sunbase Myself to You with Psychic Mud. That was Psychic Mud from Sunbase Myself to You. Excuse me. Next up is Sharpens Radio DDR. The tune is Every Time I Hear.
Yeah.
Now I'd like to comment on SF Athletics at this time. On October 27th, the Red Leafs women's golf team started off in the Cal State East Bay tournament. The Red Leafs women's golf team started off in the Cal State East Bay Fall Tournament on TPC at Stonebrae in Hayward, California, hosted by Cal State East Bay, where all golfers started at 8 a.m. Later on, two SFU volleyball players were recognized by the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. As Eva Person won the Offensive Player and Mason Unger earned the Defensive Player of the Week between October 20th and 26th. Eva Person led all GNX setters with 82 assists last week, including a career-high 50 assists in a 5-set win against Seattle Pacific on October 25th. In the same week, Mason Unger earned a career-high 27 digs against the Falcons, on top of 19 digs against the Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets. On October 28th, the Red Leafs women's golf team completed the two-way. The Red Leafs women's golf team completed the two-day Cal State East Bay Fall Tournament on TPC at Stonebrae in Hayward, California, hosted by Cal State East Bay, where SFU finished second among 15 teams after firing 42 over par, 906 strokes over three rounds, led by Cadence Cole with 5 over par, 221 strokes for fourth, followed by Mira Minhas with 9 over par, 225 strokes in a tie for ninth, Izzy Ferguson with 11 over par, 227 strokes in a tie for 12th, and Naya Bandal with 18 over par, 234 strokes in a tie for 28th. And Chloe Tran with 33 over par, 249 strokes in a tie for 57th. As the Red Leafs women's golf finished their fall schedule in the Cal State East Bay Fall Tournament, which was won by Cal State San Marcos after firing 32 over par, 896 strokes after three rounds, while Carlota Arrows of Cal State East Bay and Lauren Lee were tied for first with 3 under par, 213 strokes, after which Arrows won in a playoff on TPC at Stonebrae in Hayward, California. On October 29th, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference honored 61 volleyball players for their academic achievements, where four SFU student athletes made a cut. McKenna Simmons is a business administration major with a 3.66 GPA. Louise Ho is a computing science major with a 3.46 GPA. Natalie Lemoyne-Sales is a criminology major with a 3.30 GPA. And Katarina Kovacevic is another business administration major with a 3.21 GPA. Two games were on tap for October 30th. First with the Red Leafs women's soccer, which hosted the Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field on the Burnaby main campus, where the kickoff was at 6 p.m. After a scoreless first half, where Montana State Billings outshot SFU 3-1 in the first 45 minutes, the Red Leafs got on board early in the second half on Caden Sherwood's third of the season, 5:06 into the second half, on the Yellow Jackets' Natalie Weinmaster, after which the SFU defense and goalkeeper Sarah Lowen stymied Montana State Billings as the Red Leafs shaded the Yellow Jackets 1-0 in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field, where Montana State Billings Natalie Weinmaster allowed one goal on four shots, while SFU Sarah Lowen made four saves for the shutout. Let me take a look. Sorry, because I confused between the Montana State Billings and Western Oregon. Let me take a look. Sorry about this. Another crazy day at CJSF. So yeah, it was October 3rd. Yeah, so SFU shaded Montana State Billings 1-0 in women's soccer. Later on, the Red Leaves Volleyball hosted the Western Oregon Wolves at West Gym on the Burnaby main campus, where the tip-off was at 6:46 p.m. as SFU swept away Western Oregon in three straight sets to cap off October 30th. The Wolves were led by Finley Booman with 8 kills, 2 blocks, Mayela Honma with 7 kills, 9 digs, Samantha Darby with an ace, 8 assists, and Kelani Rosa with 12 assists. Meanwhile, the Red Leaves were led by Nina Kovacevic with 9 kills, 8 assists, Natalie Lemoyne-Sales with 9 kills, 5 blocks, Davida Hill with 2 aces, 8 kills, 9 digs, and Eva Person with 3 aces, a whopping 22 assists. Three events were on tap for Halloween. Excuse me. Before the sporting events, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference announced that the tickets for the Great Northwest Athletic Conference announced that tickets for the 2025 GNX Soccer Championships, which will be on the SFU Burnaby campus on November 13th, 15th, are now available online for digital purchases only, such as credit card or mobile wallet purchases. Later on, the SFU Women's Basketball started in the Conference Commissioners Association Division II Canadian Tip-Off Classic against Wisconsin Parkside at Langley Event Center, where the tip-off was at 5:45 p.m. as the Red Leaves fell to the Rangers 61-50. Wisconsin Parkside were led by Katie Hamill with 18, Cassidy Amy with 12, Peyton Nelson with 10 points, while SFU were led by Rachel Lukes with 18, Sophie Bergeron with 17 points. Meanwhile, the Red Leaves women's swimming started a duel against the University of Alaska Fairbanks Nanooks at Patty Center Pool in Fairbanks, Alaska, where the distances were in yards with times in minutes and seconds. I will mention the SFU winners, as the first event, 1,000 Freestyle, started at 6 p.m. Pacific. Abby Andrews in the 1,000 Freestyle at 10:32.39, Robin Reed in the 100 Backstroke at 105.92, Maggie Armstrong in the 100 Breaststroke at 101.25, Alyssa Whitmore in the 200 Freestyle at 153.41, followed by in the 50 freestyle at 24.08, and the quartet of Lene Perry, Jessica Dragici, Nicole Petrosor, and Delray Vetter in the 400 freestyle relay at 334.3, as the Red Leaves women dominated the host Nanooks 108-59 in day one. And the SFU men's basketball capped off Halloween with the final game in Day 1 of the Conference Commissioners Association Division II Canadian Tip-Off Classic against Central Oklahoma at Langley Event Center, where the tip-off was at 8 p.m. and the Red Leaves fell to the Bronchos 75-60. Central Oklahoma were led by Josh Nwankwo with 28, Matthew Willenborg with 12, Marcus Ziegler Jr. with another 12 points, while SFU were led by Ajani Jamieson with 17 and Zach Stone with 10 points. Eight events were on tap for November 1st, as both Red Leafs wrestling teams kicked off November with SFU Open, which started at 10 a.m. Just a minute, please. But no results are available. Let me take a look. Sorry about this. Because there were no results available as of this morning. Nothing for men's wrestling. And let me take a look. Just bear with me here. For women's wrestling, they have links for matches on different mats at SFU Central Gym, but no results. Where was I? Okay. Just a minute, please. Meanwhile, Women's swimming started day two of their duels against University of Alaska Fairbanks at Patty Center in Fairbanks, Alaska. Just a minute, please. Just a minute. I just want to get the venue correct. Sorry about this. Yeah, at Patty Center in Fairbanks, Alaska, where the distance is 400 yards with times in minutes and seconds, as the first event, the women's 200 medley relay, started at 11 a.m. Pacific. Sorry about this. Just a bit of place. Because I sometimes get that wrong. Get venues wrong. Just a minute. The actual venue was Patty Center Pool in Fairbanks, Alaska. I will mention DSFU winners. Lena Perry in the 500 freestyle at 507.43. Elisa Whitmore in the 100 butterfly at 57.79. Priya Thomas in the 200 breaststroke at 225.74. Abby Andrews in the 200 backstroke at 207.93. Excuse me. Elisa Whitmore in the 100 freestyle at 52.87, and the quartet of Delray Vetter, Abby Andrews, Lana Perry, and Jessica Dragici in the 800 freestyle relay at 742.28, as the Red Leaps dominated the Nanooks 148 in day two of their duels at Patty Center Pool in Fairbanks, Alaska. Both SFU soccer teams returned to action on the afternoon of November 1st, first with the Red Leafs men's soccer as they hosted the Western Washington Vikings in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field on the Burnaby main campus with the kickoff at 2 p.m. SFU got on board 25-09 in the second half on Koji Poon's 7th past Western Washington's Charlie Dyer, and the Red Leafs defense with goalkeeper Jordan Thorson kept the Vikings in check for a 1-0 win as Charlie Dyer allowed a goal on 3 shots for Western Washington, while Jordan Thorson made 4 saves for another clean sheet for SFU, right after which the Red Leafs women's soccer hosted the Seattle Pacific Falcons, also in SFU Stadium at Terry Fox Field, with the kickoff at 5 p.m. SFU got on board 20-16 into the game, as Kara Scott scored her 10th on Mercedes Cullen, the only shot she faced on the Seattle Pacific goal in the first half, and was replaced at the beginning of second half by Landon Schoenauer at the 45-minute mark. The Falcons tied the game 6:38 later on Grace Gorman's 2nd pass to Red Leafs' Sarah Lowen. SFU regained their 1-goal edge 7:20 later on Caden Sherwood's 4th at 58-58, but Seattle Pacific tied the game very late on Kayla Wallace's 8th at 87-26 as the Falcons and Red Leafs played to a 2-all draw, where Seattle Pacific played 2 goalkeepers, as Mercedes Cullen allowed 1 goal on the only shot she faced in 45 minutes, followed by Landry Schoenauer with 2 saves on 3 shots, while SFU's Sarah Lowen gave up 2 goals on 3 shots in 90 minutes. Sorry. Meanwhile, the Red Leafs women's basketball resumed in the Conference Commissioners Association Division II Canadian Tip-Off Classic against the Colorado Mesa Mavericks at Langley Event Center, with the tip-off at 5:45 p.m., and SFU were shaded by Colorado Mesa 61-54. The Red Leafs were led by Rachel Lukes with 18, Sophie Bergeron with 11 points, while the Mavericks were led by Olivia Reed with 22, and Michaela Moore, Mason Rowland with 12 points each. Back on the Burnaby main campus, the SFU volleyball hosted St. Martin's at West Gym, where the tip-off was at 6:37, as the Red Leafs swept away the Saints in 3 straight sets. St. Martin's were led by Emily Garden with 9 kills, Kingsley Mason with 8 kills on ace, Amy Hansen with 5 kills, 6 sticks, Tiffany Lamb with 3 assists, 11 dicks, and Sophie Fass with 16 assists, 7 dicks. Meanwhile, SFU were led by Davida Hill with 10 kills, 7 digs, Nina Kovacevic with 9 kills, 2 blocks, Megan Hawkins with 8 kills, 11 digs, Ella McVitie with 2 aces, 11 assists, Mason Unger with an ace, 2 assists, 12 digs, and Eva Persson with a block, whopping 29 assists. And the Red Leafs men's basketball capped off November 1st with the final game in Day 2 of the Conference Commissioners Association Division 2 Canadian Tip-Off Classic against the St. Edward's Hilltoppers at Langley Event Center, with the tip-off at 8 p.m. and SFU were edged by St. Edward's 61-54. The Hilltoppers were led by Jameson Kay with 14, Sam McKinney with 10 points, while SFU were led by Daniel Smith and Rocco Marich with 10 points each. Three events are on tap today. The Red Leafs Women's Wrestling will be hosting a duel against Linfield University starting at noon, followed by both SFU basketball teams at Langley Event Center. In the final day of Conference Commissioners Association Division 2 Canadian Tip-Off Classic, as the Red Leafs women play Minot State with the tip-off at 4:15, followed by the Red Leafs men against California State San Bernardino with the tip-off at 6:15 p.m.
Donate now at cjsffunddrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573 and help us rise higher and reach further.
Here are the current men's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division 2. Conference wins. Each conference win is 3 points with 1 point for a conference tie, while overall records are used to break conference ties. Seattle Pacific are first at 5-2-2, 17 points, 10-3-4 overall. Western Washington, second, 5-2-1, 16 points, 7-6-3 overall. Western Oregon, third, 4-2-2, 14 points, 8-4-4 overall for third. Simon Fraser, fourth, 4-3-1, 13 points, 5-8-3 overall for fourth. Northwest Nazarene are fifth at 3-4-2 conference, 11 points, 6-6-4 overall. And St. Martin's are last at 0-8 conference, 1-15 overall.
CJSF Radio is climbing to new heights, and we need your support. Fund Drive launches next week, and your donations will help us rise higher and reach further.
Women's soccer standings in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division 2. Much like men's, 3 points are awarded for a conference win with 1 point for a conference tie, and overall records are used to break conference ties. Western Washington are first at 10-0-2, 32 points, 12-1-4 overall. Simon Fraser are second at 8-2-2 conference, 26 points, 11-2-3 overall for second. Western Oregon are third at 7-2-3 conference, 24 points, 10-3-4 overall, as the top three teams have clinched GNAC championship berths. As for the rest, Seattle Pacific are fourth at 5-3-4, 19 points, 7-4-6 overall. Northwest Nazarene, fifth, 4-6-2 conference, 14 points, 5-9-2 overall. Central Washington are 1-2-3-4-5-6, 1-6-5 conference, 8 points, 3-6-6 overall. Montana State Billings, 7th, 2-10 conference, 6 points, 3-13 overall. And St. Martin's are last at 1-9-2 conference, 5 points, 2-12-2 overall.
CGSF Radio is climbing to new heights and we need your support. Fund Drive launches next week and your donations will help us rise higher and reach further.
Here are the current volleyball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Conference records take priority while overall records are used to break conference ties. Simon Fraser, first, 11-2 conference, 17-2 overall. Western Washington, second, 11-2 conference, 17-3 overall. Alaska Fairbanks, third, 10-2 conference, 19-3 overall. Central Washington, fourth, 10-2 conference, 14-5 overall. Alaska Anchorage, fifth, 8-4 conference, 17-5 overall. Northwest Nazarene, sixth, 4-8 conference, 5-14 overall. St. Martin's, seventh, 4-9 conference, 11-10 overall. Sierra Pacific, eighth, 4-9 conference, 9-12 overall. Western Oregon, ninth, 1-12 conference, 2-19 overall. And Montana State Billings, last, 0-13, 1-17 overall.